This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Welcome back, Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education tonight. Always the case, no Johnny Lupinacci, special co-host tonight, Teacher Hallie. Teacher Hallie, welcome back to Busted Pencils. Good to see you. The rest of you listening on the radio, yes, we have Zoom. We can see each other. We're just sharing our own ability to see each other right now because we know if we made Busted Pencils the video available, I don't think we could handle the outpour of support that we would get at this moment. So right now it's just audio. Teacher Hallie, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so glad you came to join us tonight. Hey, and anybody else, so open calls tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Everything education, what's going on in the classroom? Are you a parent? Are you tired? Are you a mom for liberty that you would like to challenge us on your silliness? You can call us too, 844-967.
Bring it on.
We're here. We're here to do it. But, you know, Hallie, it's one of these things where we check in. We have Teacher Hallie, classroom check-in. I put out on the, you know, the feed tonight that we're going to get a check of the temperature. Johnny, before he knew he was going to bail on us, gave us the actual temperature in the state of Washington and didn't really catch on. But, you know, where you are in your classroom, you know, and again, working in a different environment and working with different students, but what's the temperature? I mean, how's it going? What's going on? What does it feel like to be in the classroom as a teacher at the end of April?
Ooh, so I'm at the high school level and everyone's exhausted. I think the, you know, people have decided summer should start now. So, yeah, it's a lot to motivate, excite, you know, get people like, yeah, we're here, we're doing stuff, we can do cool stuff, we have 8 more weeks. No, they're like, you're welcome for showing up.
So who's tired? You?
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone.
So within a school building, you know, you've got the children or in high school, young adults or adolescents or crazy people, whatever you want to call it. You've got teachers, you've got staff, you've got administrators. So across the board.
Yes.
Yeah. End of April, everybody's like, I'm out.
Yes. I think everyone's just trying to go into like, you know, what's the like terminology? Like just trying to
like
close
a hibernate
through.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, yeah, like I'm going to
put it in neutral and let's just ride.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're on a gentle downhill.
Uh-huh.
No need to get excited. No need to
auto drive.
There you go. Autopilot. Autopilot.
Oh, yeah.
Auto drive. Well, Elon Musk has not had a lot of success with the auto driving at this
right.
point, but autopiloting. Okay. So you're tired. Kids are tired. What do you do, though, given that, I mean, you still have got till what, mid-June?
Yeah, right? It depends on the district. Like some of my teacher friends that are done June 2nd, I'm like, wow, what's that like? I'm June 8th, so I'm a week later. But
I mean, you've got a good
8 weeks.
You got I mean, you've got a substantial coasting. Advice or, you know what, actually, too, if you're out there kind of coasting on autopilot or auto drive, as Teacher Hallie said, 844-967-2789. You can call us and join in. So just, you know, what do you do to keep yourself from just going with that kind of autopilot? Or do you just, from the sake of it, go, no, actually, I need to just stay on autopilot, Tim. That's how I'm going to make it through the rest of the year. Or is it different? Do you see different teachers? How do we deal with, and I think everybody is facing this, even here with me in higher education, you know, 2.5 weeks till graduation. It's kind of like, oh my God, everything's happening every day. I'm exhausted. Somebody's coming in to ask me questions. I'm looking at them going like, I don't know. Can you just figure it out yourself? Right. But you can't really, I can't say that.
Right. Right. I mean, you know,
so
I guess
how do we deal with this feeling of, ugh.
Well, I view it as we have a real opportunity to change up what we do in schools. Like, okay. I'm trying to approach it more of like, okay, this is what the kids are coming with. I can beat my head up against a wall and be like, but the kids should be on this unit on this day. Or I can be like, okay, this is where they're at. What are you guys capable of right now? Mm. And it's been a lot of like direct instruction, which.
So they've been experiencing a lot of direct instruction.
Because of it's what they need.
Oh.
Because they're so exhausted. Because they are so like, honestly, they came back from COVID and it was like, everybody hit the ground running, hit the books, get the tests. And so. Because
isn't it time? Come on, Teacher Hallie. Did you, COVID's over. I mean, it's
stop
done.
COVID.
Things are back to normal. Stop blaming COVID. I mean, just realize the fact is that you're just maybe, you know, maybe you're just whining.
Right. Some people might think that, but I understand how trauma works, and trauma sticks around for a while. These kids are traumatized, and it's inside our schools that are traumatizing them.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But back to it. So you're here, you're sitting there, you say it's an opportunity. So Teacher Hallie, what is the opportunity for you? I mean, what is it that you're going to do that says, okay, let's make something out of these last 8 weeks?
Well, currently with my students, we're just trying to imagine like what schools could be, what do kids really need, having them be involved in the conversation instead of just like, hitting auto drive, like I said.
Okay, stop. You're gonna ask the inmates what it is that they would like and what they would want, as some people would say.
I know, shame on me.
What are my with 8 weeks to go? My God, you're like, just let us leave, Teacher Hallie. Come on. I mean, don't want talking to the students, a novel idea. Now, in case, you know, anybody hasn't listened to the show, Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna have been, you know, semi-regular guests on the show. We know that particularly this idea of looking at the classroom and going, maybe the kids are expressing kind of like real types of real feelings about the fact that maybe going to school isn't necessarily so fun and rewarding all the time. And maybe we might listen to them and go, hey, what do you guys think would make things better? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
And kids are hungry for alternatives and things that are different.
Okay. Of course they are. They're hungry for alternatives to do anything other than schoolwork.
No. Meaning that the whole rote memorization, drill and kill, standardized testing, they're done. They're zonked. They need something different.
Okay.
And so we need to meet them at that. And I don't think that that's crazy. Honestly, things are going to have to change. Kids are letting everybody know, either by not attending, by literally saying this is dumb, by not really being engaged, like, kids are expressing that things need to change. It's the adults who need to accept it.
Adults, my goodness. Okay, so let's break that down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, adults, classrooms. So in a school building, are teachers potentially part of their, are we our own enemies sometimes? Is that, are you hinting at that? Like maybe we might rethink some of the things that we have slightly started to accept as, well, this is just the way things are, as opposed to going, this really isn't the way things should be though.
Honestly, I think if teachers had autonomy, things would be better. I'm more on a systemic level.
Okay.
That we're just kind of chugging through, like, right, the definition of quote unquote school and what it should be right now.
But how do you make systemic change as an individual teacher?
You don't, right? No.
It's a challenge. And isn't that, though, then part of the frustration? And
oh,
the
yeah.
kind of where you get to the point where it's like, okay, you know, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just coast. I don't know what I can do. But if I'm thinking about here we are, you know, 8 weeks to go, I really want to do something different. The reality, though, is doing something different then really requires teacher bravery at this moment, because you ain't got autonomy.
No, okay. I mean, I do have deep compassion. Do not get me wrong or hear me incorrectly, for like, I get the teachers that are like, we're just going to make it to summer. You know, like, I mean, it's the traditional cycle of like, it's get me to the summertime. Right. Yes. Let me try to recharge over the summer and then hit it back in the fall. But what I'm trying to say is I'm talking about with COVID, that cycle is just, no one's getting rejuvenated. No one's getting restored. So that's what I mean by things have to change, because us on the hamster wheel, it's just that we're just on the hamster wheel and we're not getting anywhere.
So the temperature in the classroom right now is kind of same as it's always been, a bit annoying, a bit, you know, kind of demoralizing, as we've said. It's not necessarily uplifting. The number is 844-967-2789. Teacher Hallie, our guest tonight, if you want to talk to us and tell us about the temperature in your classroom, or hey, if you're a student, give us a call tonight, or if you're a parent out there who thinks the temperature in your kid's classroom should be changed, we would like to hear from you. 844-967-2789. When we get back, Hallie, though, I'm going to push this and kind of go, okay, we understand it's systemic, but with the systemic change, I want to go back to that individual teacher in the classroom. Let's try to put together maybe two or three, here's what you can do for the next 8 weeks to kind of not just get through to the summer to get ready, but to say, how do we build for 8 weeks to go? And through the summer, it's going to rejuvenate me so that when I come back in August, we're going to kick butt. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. And we are back after the break. Tuesday night, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci has the night off, but we have Teacher Hallie with our special co-hosting opportunity tonight. We've been talking about what's the temperature in Teacher Hallie's classroom. What's the temperature in your classroom? 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. We were kind of, though, talking about, it's like, whoa, we got 8 weeks to go. It's tough. Kids are tired. Teachers are tired. Bus drivers are tired. Lunch ladies are tired. Principals are tired. Okay.
Secretaries. Yep.
Secretary. Everybody's had it. Mm-hmm. And so, but we got 8 more weeks to go.
Mm-hmm.
And during the break, though, Hallie, you and I were saying, okay, maybe instead of, you know, having this, okay, look, you guys need to get there for 8 weeks, suck it up, and just, you know, that doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You know, so I can't cheerlead you. I can't give you a coach's locker room talk to get you out there to just kick some butt for the next 8 weeks.
No, all the teacher tools in the back pocket have been used already this year.
What if I yell at you a lot and like just threaten you with bad consequences and just make, oh wait, that's usually what happens every day anyway,
right?
Not just you, but for, okay.
No, I understand.
You know, so, okay. What about though? And I was saying, like, I get concerned though when I say, like, look, I just need, we need to help people survive. I think surviving is not a good place to be. So I'm asking, what might we do for the next 8 weeks that takes us a step above survival? You know, so, or what will you be doing that says, okay, here's one of my, I'm going to go a little bit above surviving, Tim. Here's what I'm going to do.
You know, So I can talk about what I'm doing individually.
Sure.
First, let me give a caveat to, like, I do know it is very hard for me to explain how bad it is. And I actually think teachers do have a hard time really being able to articulate just how, just in survival mode, how things have really shape-shifted into a whole new profession. And so I just want to honor that and say, like, just even right there, like, I know I can get better at really trying to explain how just, like, it's depressing a lot of the times. Like, it's a lot. It's exhausting. It takes a lot from you. So then that's how I think about it, where I'm like, I'm not really great at explaining it, but I do know how I feel. And I'm just down to, like, me individually, I've got to take care of myself. So, like, literally, like, I'm just prioritizing sleep. I'm drinking water. I'm making sure I get 10,000 steps a day. Like, that is what I'm at, the, like, the physical part of taking care of myself right now. There, you know, like I said, there's no tricks in my back pocket anymore. And then in the day-to-day with the kids, just being present with them, I think it's going okay. But I just know, as an educator, you know, an experienced one for over a decade, this is way more exhausted than I've ever felt before. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. So it's, so there is something different happening.
Correct.
It's, yes. This isn't like, you know, 7 years ago, it's the end of the school year, we're all tired. You're kind of going, like, this moment in time.
Uh-huh.
And sorry, Tim, I am going to say, you know, COVID was tough, but even before COVID, throwing all these things together, it's like, it's not gotten any, quote, better. In fact, the idea of being a classroom teacher at this moment in time is that maybe surviving is a decent tactic at this moment, because asking anymore, and in fact, maybe this is the part too that's striking about this. I'm sitting here going, like, just go in there and kick some butt. But the reality is I can say that the autonomy that you would actually need as a classroom teacher to kind of change the system and rile things up, you don't have.
No.
So survival is, and that's it, the system, back to what you said earlier, we've got a broken system.
Well, yes. And I see some people trying to, like, you know, lay give down the hammer, give the discipline, let them know.
Right.
And like I said, like, kids really are then responding by not showing up, not doing anything, like walking out, like, then you have nobody. You know, like, they're fragile in their own right. So they're in, like, escapism if I go crazy.
Okay. So
so I'm like, how do you just keep everybody kind of afloat and feeling relatively okay right now?
I don't know.
Right? In conjunction with people telling you, you got to do this exam, that exam, whatever. It's just a lot right now. And so I'm just more or less like, giving myself a break, giving other educators a break, and being like, what we're doing is enough. This is an entirely new landscape. And we have, like what I said before, we have a real opportunity to make things better if we shape-shifted what we're doing in schools.
Well, is part of that shape-shifting, though, going, it's like, we do enough, even just laying that out. It's like, you know what, Tim, don't cheer me on. I don't need to go for it anymore. I've been, you know, quite honestly, I'm already going, you know, quote, for it. In fact, though, I'm tired of actually being forced to put so much effort into a system that is determined to actually take that effort, squelch it, and then create negative outcomes for kids. Maybe that's what we're talking about, is just that, why would I put effort into a system that actually wants me to not really put much effort into actually lift kids up and to restore the profession, but really wants me to put effort into a system of academic destruction, not academic achievement. Man, we are hitting it hard with Teacher Hallie. Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. The number is 844-967-2789. All right. So we promise when we get back, we said we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to do a little bit of joking. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, back after the news. But no one's trustworthy.
We're stressed out.
Teacher Hallie, love the laugh. I'm stressed out. Joanne, we heard you were on the phone. Give us a call back, 844-967-2789. We always appreciate your call, 844-967-2789. So stressed out. Teachers, 8 weeks to go. My goodness, we're out there, and it's just like that. But saying, I don't know, though. I mean, at what point, though, how do you have a good time then,
right,
at this moment? Because I was saying, you know, during the break, I said, like, I'm getting really tired of being tired. Like, mm-hmm. like I'm tired of the fight. And I mean this in a weird way, because I used to get lifted by going to the fight. Now I don't like the fight. I'm tired. And I'm wondering, is that, do I need to get myself back in the fight? And the reason why I'm demoralized and tired is because I've kind of said, I don't think we can win this. And am I feeling like I'm losing? I'm asking for a therapy session here, Teacher Hallie. Okay. I'm like, you know, it's a slacker sad a lot, right? A lot now. And I'm sitting there going, like, I don't know. You're right. It's horrible. I mean, we've got crazy parents out there who are saying, you know, I don't care what happened in the past. I want you to teach what I want them to know. And what I want them to know is that, you know, that stuff like slavery and stuff, that's debatable. We're not sure it was a true fact or not. And that, you know, you got that. You've got people going, it's like, you know, like literally telling humans, you know, gay, transgender, bi students, you're not a human anymore in this school. We're not going to validate you. And I'm like, we're done. We're out of it. And so am I just depressed? And
yeah.
do I need to re-engage? Okay. Yes.
Well, yeah. So, and there's times for that. Like the ebb and flow is real. And so you're in one of the lows, you'll come back up, because exactly what you said, this is how I know it's a losing battle that they're on. Right now, it seems like they're winning and they're loud and they're present, mm-hmm. but they have taken the human out of education. And so it won't be sustainable. It will fall apart naturally on its own, because humans will be like, this doesn't work. Whether it's the adults, whether it's the kids, people are going to be like, this is unsustainable because you're not meeting human needs. So I know it will come crash and burn on them.
Okay,
and we'll get to laugh when it happens.
That I tell you what, that's what I need. And I've been spending some time actually, you know, listening to some comedy and stuff just to make myself laugh. And
yeah.
I'm like, my goodness, laughing feels good. And that feels, you know, kind of funny. And then, you know, thinking about that, it's like, you know, so in my haze of disillusion, I had some ideas about looking at other opportunities, mm-hmm. and I you know, so anybody who can read around the corners and hear what I'm saying can get the fact that, you know, I was looking, I did some looking, you know,
yeah.
and during that looking, you know, I had a couple opportunities. One, I thought for sure, man, this is it. This is me. This is going to rejuvenate me. I get all set up. I got the Zoom interview. I went out and bought the cool camera. I got side lighting. I watched YouTube videos on how to do the best Zoom interview. I forgot to take the cat out of the room.
Oh!
And about 7 minutes into this interview, which I was already, and I usually don't get nervous. I'm nervous, really nervous. And here comes the cat walking. And, you know, unlike the built-in camera of your computer, since I was really cool and wanted to get an awesome camera, it was sitting there on top of my computer, you know, because it's a high resolution camera. And the cat decides, I'm going to put my cheek into that little camera and start purring and nuzzling it. And there goes the camera shaking up and down into my interview. And I'm like, okay, excuse me, all of you important people, but I got to take the cat out of the room. And I was just like, are you kidding me? This is, I prepared for days, but didn't take the cat out. And so, you know, then I was thinking, I'm like, this is, and I was telling one of my colleagues about this, and she starts laughing at me. And I was like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, I failed miserably. And she goes, it's just so funny. She goes, I could just see you sitting there and trying to, you know, looking all proper and trying to move the cat along. And I said, yeah. And on top of that, for some reason, I thought, you know what? I've got a full battery. I got no problems here. I don't need a power cord. 20 minutes into it, battery's tanked, shuts off computer. So I had a cat disrupt me. Computer shuts off. I have to redial the Zoom. And guess what? I'm not looking anymore. I'm pretty happy right where I'm at.
You know what? Your story just reminds me of what it's like to be in a classroom today. Nothing goes as planned. Everyone's a mess. There's cats. There's technology not working.
Cats, technology. You know, I was waiting for the crazy neighbor to come out and start yelling at his kids, you know.
No. And so, I mean, honestly, I'll say a little bit of all of your preparation was external. Mm-hmm. You know, like we've got to get internal where you were like, I bought the best camera. I bought the best microphone. I bought the best. But really you showing up to that was just you showing who you are. And then you got stuck in the stress of the external.
You are so right, because I got off that. I was like, who the hell was that?
Right.
So talking about me, I'm like, that's not what I do. Like I prepare, I'm conscientious. But the fact that, my goodness, you are. Okay, you're hired, therapist Hallie. I was fully focused on everything that I typically don't focus on, camera, lighting, and stuff like that. You know, I was preparing, but it was all about the externalities instead of bringing home the internal passion. And right. I guess maybe that's it, though, too, is that I'm feeling like my touch with the internal passion is not the way it used to be. And that's when I talk about the sadness is that, you know, like I liked fighting this fight for public schools, for teachers, for kids. I mean, it made me empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And now to find myself, you know, and I'm going to say 12 years later here, and I'm kind of going, man, I'm just sad. And it's just like, well, is it because I've taken myself out of the internal passionate struggle and have just been watching all the external flack and bullets and pain and suffering. And I've just in one way I've internalized all that external noise. I don't know. Well, I'm trying to self-analyze now.
No, I like it. I like it. Do you think that, do we have a caller?
Maybe, do have a call. Okay, we have a caller.
Maybe they have an experience.
Awesome. Joanne, you're on the line. Is it Joanne? All right, Joanne, what's happening?
Sorry about the fact another caller came in and I had to take that call. I put somebody else's priorities beyond your, over yours, and I apologize. Fantastic show. And you're right on here. I have a specific remedy for the whole situation and also a teaching technique. The remedy is that administrators have to realize that they're motivators. Today's administrators are paper pushers. They're good with the numbers. They're good with all sorts of things other than recognizing people's accomplishments, motivating them every single day. and being involved in education themselves, and not just the politics of it. And I'm talking about the university level. I teach at the university level. I find very, very little motivation on the part of any of the administrators. I mean, I can give you all sorts of incidents, but there is this a bulletin board where you could put accomplishments and all of that. And so I put accomplishments, 50 of them, you know, one after another, all these places I'd spoken and articles I'd written and all of that. And I made a bet with somebody, okay? I was going to do this. I'm pretty shy, much a shy person, but I was going to do this until an administrator actually said, "You're doing a lot of great work, Joanne," or something, you know, just recognized it.
Yeah.
And guess who won the bet? Nobody ever recognized that work. Nobody said, "Hey, we've been seeing you on, it's blah 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 this week. Okay, it's right. Our school bulletin board." And nobody recognized that. And it wasn't. I would have taken any level. I would have taken, my chair or department, whatever. But people aren't motivating. So again, big lesson there. That's why people get depressed. And the way to liven things up is with a little betting, okay? Even if you have only 8 weeks to go, my idea of having a prediction contest is it works every single time, even for a smaller unit of time. There's all sorts of things you can predict. For example, who's ahead, Cubs or Brewers? Will it snow again? Rainfall? Depending on what class you're in, you know, if you have a class where you can do numbers, then do the, you know, do rainfall and stuff like that, where students have to do a little calculation. And then, of course, at the end of the 8 weeks, you do prizes for the people who have the best scores. And the best part of it is that it makes a great final exam question, because students, they just write endlessly on why they made one decision rather than another for the prediction contest. So it gets people motivated, and realizing that our time is finite on this world, and a lot can change within a couple of months or even a couple of weeks. So again, my big picture changes, my little classroom trick. So I hope something I said was of value. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness. Joanne, we love when you call. Thank you so much, too, and spread the word. 844-967-2789. You know, Hallie, what I heard Joanne saying there, too, though, was drop the script. Jump in there. And so in her world, she was saying, you know, and I like, you know, some people say, oh, it's predictions, you know, and it's kind of related to the instruction, but that the end of the idea, like having students think about or compare, why did you make that prediction and stuff? What I'm hearing her saying is get off script, you know, and for her, that was her example of getting off script. And I hear that too. It's like I used to say this when I was working with future elementary school teachers as a professor. I would my little shtick was like, okay, look, I know you've learned for all of your life when you go hiking, you stay on the trail. In my class, your job is to get off the darn trail. Our job is to get off the trail. In fact, anybody caught walking on the trail, you are doing the wrong thing. And so that was my way of trying to say, like, we're going to break the rules. We're going to get off the script. I need you to get off the trail.
I hear in it too. So you can say it that way. I heard too a little bit of her going more internal and kind of, you know, more, hearing from students what they think, you know, so gasp, asking students to think
you
for
said
themselves.
That earlier.
Yeah. Asking what they think, that's awful. But it's right. It's to that internal piece that I think is lost. And so then too, when she's talking about the admin, I hear the external piece about how I can see that they've lost the human side and they're more on their, like, to-do lists. and what needs to be done externally.
And I can hear her though too, talking about the effect of leadership, and you know, and I'm in a leadership role, and it's my job, and but you know, I have leaders too, right? And to hear that, to essentially say, maybe that is what I'm kind of looking for in a sense, and even my wandering the last couple months of thinking about doing other things was maybe even me saying I'm looking for some type of, you know, external validation. I don't know. We got one more segment. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. 844-967-2789. Give us a call for the last segment. Back after the break. Each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Dream of outer space. Laughing at the face saying, you need to make money. Yeah. Intro, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, Stone Temple Pilots. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Joanne, thanks for the call last segment. You know, having a little bit of what is the advice? What do you do when you're demoralized? How do you make things better? It's classrooms, it's teachers. How do we do this? Leadership, though, too. Joanne was talking about, you know, the role of leaders. And I know, Hallie, you and I and Johnny and Joanna, we've talked about the fact that, boy, there is a dearth of leadership in a lot of what's going on with schooling.
Yeah, and I want to define, like, how do you even define leadership? You know what I mean? Like, right. It's like, okay. who's really leading?
Well, because I was going to say, like, we got a lot of principals, we got vice principals, we got superintendents, we got assistant superintendents. So we got
politicians.
So
people
we've
on
got
school boards.
Yeah, there's all kind of. No, I'm talking about leadership. And I think that's the thing is to go, what is it about leadership that can inspire? You know, particularly if you're a principal, what can you do to inspire your teachers? If you're a department head at the university level, what can you do to inspire your faculty? And that's what we're talking leadership. You know, there's all kinds of people who are in positions of, quote, being the leader. When I say dearth of leadership, I'm really talking about going, I don't know. I've seen a lot of quote leaders who have done most of the kind of taking us, you know, if leading us anywhere is leading us down the path to going, how the heck did we get here? Because, you know, mandatory curriculum types of things like that. So back to, you know, all the way back to No Child Left Behind, which began this, or even, you know, A Nation at Risk in 1983, there's been no shortage of, quote, experts and leaders telling us what to do. However, we've not had a whole lot of inspirational people stepping up and saying, Hallie, what I see you doing with those students and making them in their minds recognize how they are important, how they count every day, how they matter, how most of the time during the day in their lives, these kids are typically told most of the time that they don't matter. The way that you and teacher Joanna lift them, give them the emotion side, teach them about regulation, the way that you bring them to the surface to be a real human, to be a real child, like that's what you are hoping to hear, or would be nice to hear a lot more often. Yes.
Yeah. I would like that systemically.
and yeah. Like, and so, right. It's like, yeah, I make the little example on you to paint this, because like, what would that sound like across the system?
Well, I can say lots of things, you know. Well, I just think about like, It would look drastically different. Like, I think you talking made me think like, right, we're leadership rich, inspiration poor. We're like, because the, I would say, quote unquote, leaders, your admin is saying that they are giving compliments or they are trying to boost people up. But the way they're boosting people up is like, you can wear jeans on Friday or really great job. Thank you everyone for administering the ACT test. You know, right. Like that went great. And so I do think they think they're doing it, but it's just, you're missing it because I'm not motivated by jeans and I'm not motivated by proctoring a great standardized test.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a mismatch.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the Alfie Cohn stuff too, like award assemblies and all these things. It's like, no, that's not what we need. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to be recognized for helping 9 out of my 10 students get an 80% on their spelling score test.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Right. Like, don't tell me good job on bringing up those spelling tests.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I really think like you speaking even about your journey and stuff, like I think the hope is in connecting with other people going through similar circumstances. We need to just connect with other people instead of looking up. We need to look around. You know, what? Like I can't keep depending on quote unquote leadership saving this. Mm. It's going to be the people on the ground.
Well, I mean, and so in other words, we are the leaders.
We are.
But no, I know what you're saying. It's just, I know, I just fell.
For momentary hope, though. Right. Connect with the people who are at the same space as you.
And maybe that's what happened today, reaching out to you, you know, and Teacher Joanna, you know, just thinking about, you know, having, you know, and Johnny and having the four of us back together was just like, I needed to reach out today to make this connection because it's just like, it's a low and I don't like being in this low. I don't, you know, so when I said, you know, Teacher Hallie, what's the temperature in your classroom? I was more like saying, and then after you tell me, Teacher Hallie, I want to tell you how miserable I really am because this show is really about how miserable Tim is at this moment. Okay. You know, I just needed someone to be there to be on the other side to go, oh, so Tim, this isn't about me. This is all about you.
I'm happy to listen. The listeners are happy to listen. We support you, Tim.
No, but you know, and maybe that's it. You know, occasionally, like, because this show, we have covered so many content, so much topics. You know, and I said like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I can't cover school shootings and school shootings anymore. I can't do it because it's not quote triggering to me, but it's just again, it's so sad.
Yeah,
nothing's happening, and it's just like, what do you go on to talk about, you know? Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We're now outlawing certain humans from even trying to exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, I'm kind of like, I'm falling apart. And so, okay. Calling up the interactivist back in me to say,
there is
work to be done. There is a system of education that needs a whole lot of work. And Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, Johnny, Tim, Joanna, all the listeners, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, we're in this. Talk to y'all. See y'all next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!